K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, we're good. Who's this?
Hi.
This is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Listen, I need your help. Hey, Fry Guy, I actually met you a couple weeks ago at the Randy Travis concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good time out there.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Right after his incident.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Everybody has a bad day once in a while.
Yeah. Well, a couple for, okay, but anyway.
Well, yeah. But anyway, so it was the first date I had with this girl, Valerie, right? And we met on the internet, you know, through a dating site, and exchanged emails, we chatted online. Then finally, a couple weeks ago, gave her a call. You know, I had the ticket, so took her to the concert and everything. Everything went great. Like I ran into you, but not getting the callbacks or the replies to the text. I think something might have gone wrong. I was a little out of line late in the night. We had a little bit of a disagreement, and I just wanted to, you know, clear that over. She's a great girl. We had a wonderful time, a little bit of romance, you know, and kind of just giving me the blow off now. I just want to kind of smooth things over.
I got to ask you though, Todd, you sure you want Fry Guy's help?
At this point, I'll take even his.
See? There you go. Well, that works out just fine. And what was her name?
Her name was Valerie.
Valerie. Okay. Well, what we'll do is we're going to put you on hold for a second. We're going to grab her number off the air and we'll give her a dial and we'll see if we can get her on here in about 8 minutes for you. Find out what's going on with her.
Thanks, brother.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Todd, Randy was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah,
you like the show?
Oh, loved it. He's always good.
Yeah, he is.
Well, here we go. Your phone's ringing here, so hold on, Todd. Be real quiet, all right, buddy?
Okay.
Hello?
Valerie.
Yes?
Hi, we didn't wake you up, did we?
No.
No, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you doing?
Hi, Val.
I'm okay. What's this about?
Well, we're calling on behalf of someone you know.
Okay.
Val, we got to talk with somebody named Todd, and actually, I think I ran into you guys. You guys were out at the Randy Travis show down at JD Legends, and Todd called, and he was curious to see why he hasn't heard back anything from me. He thought you guys kind of had a good time, but
I don't really feel comfortable talking about this on the radio. This is the second date thing.
Yeah.
I thought these were fake, honestly.
Surprise.
So Todd, we had a little bit more of a disagreement at the end of the night. He kind of freaks me out a little bit. He kind of scares me. He's been sending me flowers and candy, and I've made it very clear to him that I don't want to see him again.
Now, he told us it was just like a little disagreement you guys had, but you're afraid of him?
Yeah. I don't know what he told you, but our little disagreement happened around 1 a.m. We had a really great time at the show. Had drinks, talked, and there was definitely chemistry, and it was definitely romance. And I'm a sucker for a guy in uniform. He was an ex-Marine, a cop. He seemed perfect. Drops me off at night, and everything is good. And then around 1 a.m, I hear this banging on my door, this loud banging, just constant banging. And then I hear Todd's voice, and he starts screaming at the top of his lungs, "Who's in there? If someone's in there, I know he's in there. Who is he, Valerie?" It was absolutely terrifying. He woke up all the kids. The dogs were barking. The neighbors were yelling. It was absolutely terrifying.
So he's rapping on your door pretty hard.
He was banging on it.
Like, how long was he there?
The entire house. Excuse me?
How long was he there, Val?
The banging probably was for around 10 minutes, and then I went to, look through the peephole in the door, and I saw it was him, and then he just stopped screaming and then just sat on the doorstep.
Defeated.
I don't even know. I think it was probably 2 hours.
Wow.
There was something very wrong with Todd, and I made it very clear to him that I didn't want anything to do with him.
So you didn't let him in, did you?
Oh, no.
So what made him leave?
My neighbor eventually threatened that he would call the cops, and I think he just left after that. I saw him speedway in his car, and I've ignored him until now, until you guys called.
And he's an ex-cop.
Val, I just want to apologize.
Yeah, Val, you probably know how this works since you've heard this before, but he's on the line.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize. I think you're kind of blowing it out of proportion. I wasn't knocking your door down. I just wanted to make sure that...
It was 1 a.m, regardless of anything. You came at 1 a.m... shouting at me that someone was in my house.
Oh, you know what? I've had
crazy
girls cheating on me before, and I wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up.
Now, wait a minute, Todd. You told us it was like this minor incident, and then she's terrified of you. So you kind of lied to us. I mean, if we knew you were kind of a psycho.
Yeah.
Man, she's kind of blown this out of proportion. It wasn't like I was kicking her door in.
Well, you said, she said 10 minutes.
I'm banging and screaming. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. There's something wrong, Todd.
I was there for a little while, but again, you know, I just wanted to make sure she was on the up and up. I don't want to waste my time at my age.
2 hours on a doorstep,
yeah,
though?
Well, all right, maybe that was a little long, but I'm sorry. It's not going to happen again.
Kind of freaky.
Come on, Val, give me a shot.
Yeah, of course it's not going to happen again because I'm not going to see you again, Todd.
Well, Val, you know, if you want, you can continue this conversation, but, you know, we're under a different direction or understanding from Todd, so it's one of those things, you know, if you don't want to continue, we understand.
Yeah, totally get it.
Yeah, I don't, but say to Todd... I just want to say something. You know, Todd, you had a great time. You're a very nice man. Unfortunately, you really need some anger management counseling. You need
I'm getting that. So, you know, come on. Give me another chance.
Todd, you know, I mean, this from the get-go was a sham. So, I mean, there's not going to be a second date. You lied to us. You lied to Valerie. Sorry.
Val, not a chance. Come on.
No.
Todd, we're going to go ahead and disconnect, brother.
Yeah, Todd, there's just no point in keeping going on this, okay? Sorry, dude.
He's gone.
Val, we're so sorry.
I apologize 100%.
We did not know he was like a psycho, scary dude.
Neither did I, so it's okay.
Wow. No, I mean, you're all going to be okay. I mean, he knows where you live now.
I think I'll be fine. I think he'll stay away. I think radio humiliation.
Yeah.
Right, a little bit.
Away.
Yeah.
There are guys out there who are not psycho. Fry's single.
Yeah, well, you know, I met you for a few minutes. You're a nice girl.
Sure, we can go have some drinks. It'll be fine.
Aww. Well, you take care, okay?
Thank you, guys.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.